Maybe we can suggest a pshat homiletically, possibly, or maybe it's pshat. We find that after the pegisha between Yaakov Avinu and Esav, so Esav goes on to his way to Seir, and he offers that he should accompany, Yaakov should accompany him, and he says that he's not going to accompany him. He offers to put his men with him, and he says, "No, I'm going to have to go at my own pace. I have to go at my own pace, according to the pace of the children and the tzorn, and therefore we cannot travel together." Possibly the conversation over here is a conversation between Amahal Chaim. Yaakovino's approach to Chaim is he can't rush through it. He has to take it step by step. And whereas Esav is on his way rushing off to the world of Seir. Bechlal, Esav, his problem is that he's superficial. He's Adorim because he just sees the superficial. He doesn't have time to observe the depth which is there because of his rush. Whereas Yaakov Avinu is able to understand the significance of what's happening because he's not in a rush. Takes his time. I once heard a comment, one of my chaverim said, Rabbi Reuven Gerson, about the stipler, I think it was the Nusach. You know, the stipler was a person of a tremendous, tremendous masmid. He was always learning. But he had time for a mitzvah. If a mitzvah took time, and it took more time, so he had time. He wasn't in a rush. He, you know, was able to spend the time necessary to get it done and do it as it had to be done. Whereas most of us were constantly in a rush. So even our mitzvahs have to fit into our time frame. A lot of it is due to external pressures. A lot of it is because we become so used to functioning a certain way that that's the way we do it. The comment I always have is that the person who davens by the early minyan gets used to a certain pace of davening. So even on a day when he's off, he can't recreate himself into a later davening or a slower davening because that's what he's used to. So hergel is always a good thing because it helps us maintain and keep our going without having challenges. But at the same time, if davening is something which is a constant new, fresh approach, so the day that I have to daven early or daven quickly, so I'll daven early, daven quickly. In a case that I don't, I would want to possibly take advantage of the opportunity to rethink how I'm going to daven. And I might decide I want to daven quickly, but I also might decide I want to daven slowly. But the point is I have time. I have time to think. I have time to decide what I want to do. And I have time to daven slowly if I wish. But before I even get there, I have to make a decision. And I need to have time for the decision. And that's our Yaakovino's approach was approach of it's not all easy. I'm not in a rush. I can do whatever has to be done. I'll do it step by step, step by step. Maybe that's shot in the conversation between Yaakov and Esav. Rashi says, at the end of it, is that eventually I'll come there with Mashiach, when it's time for Mashiach. That means I have time and patience, Klaisel has patience. With all of the challenges that we've been through, we're still around, we're still here, which we know that we're eternal, which know that we know we have time. If we won't get there today, we'll get there tomorrow, or a year from now, or 10 years from now, or 100 years from now, we'll get there because we're going to do it the right way, the way it has to be done, slowly, slowly, surely, surely, step by step. Have a good Shabbos.